Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is James Ayotte, and I was going over my Discover bill this morning, and I have three charges that were not authorized by me to Allmax Performance.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, sir, to locate the account?
Sure. It's 60177.
I do thank you for that. And you said your first name was James. What was that last name again, please?
Last name is Ayotte. It's spelled A as in Alpha, Y as in Young, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in Edward.
I do thank you for that. For security purposes, sir, could you please verify your address for me?
23 East Ellington Court, South Elgin, Illinois, 60177.
I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second, sir, while I locate this account associated with you. Alrighty, sir. I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see that you actually had ordered a dash camera, and this was back in February, and you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive that item. And what you're being billed is actually the membership fee for being part of what we call the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online gadget store. And when you ordered the camera, it does inform you in that terms and conditions that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, they downloaded a $125 gift card into your email that you used at the time you signed up. You can go online, you can open up you can use that gift card to go online to the Factory Direct Savings Store and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. But each month that you are enrolled as a member, they would bill you that membership fee, which happens to be seems like $56.95.
Unfortunately, with the dash cam I got, that notice was not with it.
Okay, I do understand that,
sir. I would have canceled the membership fee immediately because the dash cam did not work.
Oh.
And the $7.95.
Now, I could actually have them to reship you another one if that one is not working at no cost to you.
No, I just want credit for the $239.99 charges, the one in March and the one in April, and for the $56.95 charge in May.
Well, the only one that I'm allowed to take care of is the one that most recently billed you. And that one there, where they recently billed you $56.95 membership fee, it was declined by your card or your financial institute. So that payment was declined when they first billed you. It seems like they billed you on the 10th of June for that payment, and your financial institute did decline that payment, but I can go ahead and get you canceled out of that. Now, I'm unable to handle anything from the previous months. Only thing I can take care of is the present month, which is the month of June. And since they did not receive a payment on that, I will go ahead and cancel you because they will try to rebill you again for that payment. But anything else in previous months, I'll go ahead and cancel you. Give me 1 second.
Is there anyone I can talk to about the April and the March bills?
If you give me 1 second, I'll put you on a brief hold, and I will speak with my supervisor concerning that.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. sir, give me 1 second. Let me place you on a brief hold, and let me speak with my supervisor about the previous charges, okay?
That would be fine. Thank
all right.
You.
You're more than welcome. Alrighty, sir. I've spoken with my supervisor. Now, for the charge that was billed to you in May, I can do a 50% refund on that $56.95.
I don't want the service, so charging me $56.95 or even half of it, I won't approve. I was really more concerned about the March and April charges.
Right. Well, the only one I could go back on, they allowed me to go back on, was the one in May where you would bill the $56.95, and she told me I could do a 50% refund on that one.
Since Discover declined the charge, I'll just live with Discover discounting.
Yeah, they did. Discover declined the most recent charge where they billed you on June the 10th. They actually billed you in June. You were billed in May, you were billed in March, and you were billed, you were billed in April, and you were billed in March.
Yeah, I was also billed in February for the camera.
Correct.
So the only thing you can address is the June number?
No, the only one I can address is the May, because June was declined. When they billed you in June, it was declined. When they billed you in May of $56.95, that went through.
Can so you refund that?
She did tell me I could offer you 50% refund on that charge.
Okay.
And the 50% of the $56.95 that you were billed in May, I would refund you $28.48.
That's fine.
Alrighty, sir. Well, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and issue that refund back to you. Alrighty.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm more than happy to assist you. Okay, sir, that refund should go back to your account. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days before that refund will go back to your account. And did I give you the cancellation number?
No, you did not.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and give you the cancellation number on that. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie. That's 260-555-862.
All right, let me read that back to you, just make
sure
I wrote it right. Charlie 260-555-862.
That is correct. And as I said, that refund of $28.48 should go back to your account. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to show back up in your account, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer service, sir, and please have a great day.
You also discontinued the service, correct?
Oh, yes, you were canceled immediately from that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you, sir, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All righty.